Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 12 Days of Christmas. Today is the fourth day of Christmas, and my special guest today is Sue Falcone. Sue Falcone, better known as Simply Sue, is a speaker that writes, and she's also the owner of Falcone Training Center. Welcome, Sue. We're glad to have you.
I'm honored to be with you today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Are you ready for the season?
I'm getting there.
Well, that's good to hear. I know your time is valuable, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the interview. Can you tell our audience who Simply Sue is?
Well, I'm the owner of Simply Sue Speaks, which includes being a motivational speaker, a creative trainer, a life coach, and a published author. So I have an umbrella of skills and services that I offer to be able to impact change to help others live a lifetime of success.
Wow. Yeah, you do a lot of things, and I know for sure that you do a lot of things in the community, and you're appreciated for that. Can you tell us a little bit about The Lighthouse of Hope?
Well, this is a book that I currently have out that will soon also be an e-book, but I wrote this book going through a journey, as we all do, don't we?
Yes.
And it's based on, from a biblical standpoint, how to face and overcome fear day by day. And I share my story, and I know that others have said that it matches some of theirs. And so there's hope, and I want to encourage people to know that they can face their fears and overcome them.
And for our audience, this book is somewhat of a devotional. This is not a book that you'll read and then you'll put down and it'll sit on the shelf. This is a book that you'll refer back to time after time to give yourself a little hope and encouragement. And Sue, you have a writing group called the Inspired Writing Group, and that meets every first Saturday here in Greensboro. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I started this group about 2.5 years ago, and I'm so honored that you're one of our members when you can see your schedule free as well. But I started it for an encouragement to me. As a beginner writer, first time published, I wanted to help others, and then I wanted to be encouraged. I wanted to find out about the latest things, and then I wanted to, you know, help people get pointed in the right direction. So we meet once a month, and it's a very informative, and it's also a critique session because we bring a piece of our work that we want someone else to give us an opinion on. And so we learn lots of things from each other, and we've kind of just formed a great bond. And we've had seen lots of people get published, and so we're now reading all their books. And it's real exciting to see the changes that happen in people's lives when they actually put their writing out there for others to read.
That's very inspirational, and you are inspiration to many. I often use you as an example during my workshops and my signings and so on when I refer to branding. And if anyone wants a perfect example on how to do branding right, look up Sue. You can Google her, and you will find her. And I always tell this story. Sue has a caricature that looks just like her. The clothes, down to the clothes, to the makeup, to the jewelry, it is totally awesome. She has branding down pat. And, Sue, we thank you for that. And along the lines of helping and inspiring each other, you have a training center, don't you?
Yes, I do. Along with that branding, I realized that we needed something in our community that was affordable and also would be a comfortable and a creative environment for learning. Now, I came from corporate America as an AT&T executive, and with training background in sales and marketing and branding and all those kind of many skills, and so I realized that there was a need for this. And it became a dream that now I'm living, and we're creating our 2012 schedule right now, and we're going to be doing some really major things here for people that want to come learn a lot of skills. And we've expanded that, and I've expanded my speakers and my trainers, and so we just see that we can come together and all of us can learn, and I also, of course, lease it out. So, you know, we're have a schedule and a plan, and I'm excited about it.
Great. That was my next question about if you actually lease it out for events and so on. So you do that.
Yes, I do, and I make it very affordable. So
great.
Then the guests can make it very affordable because, you know, we're here to want to help others, but we want to do it at an affordable rate. So that's was my dream, and that was my goal. So that's what we're doing.
That is awesome because event space is very expensive to do. Even if you do it by the hour, it's very expensive. But I assure our audience that Sue, her rates are very, very reasonable. Now, Sue, what do you have in the works? I'm not sure if I asked you before in times past if you were going to write another book, but what do you have in the works right now?
Yes, I do have books in the works. I have one that is being edited right now, and it's called Finally Financially Free. It kind of tells our story of how we became debt-free and how we live debt-free, and that's one of the workshops that I teach on and train on as well and speak all over the country in those areas. But then also, I know I have a novel in my head somewhere, so I've kind of got that little idea out there as well, and we're working on some things together. We're working to do some things together as well, Yolanda, and it's a very great partnership and great friendship that we have that we can be colleagues as well.
I definitely agree, Sue, and I'm looking forward to that project because the world is ready for this project. They've been ready for this project. So
exactly.
I don't want to give too much information, but they better watch out.
That's it. We're going to take it by storm, aren't we, girl?
Yes.
Now, also,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I came up with I always love a theme for the year, and I know everybody has something hopeful that they need to grasp on and get ready to do. So I have a poet friend that created a theme for 2012, which I'd like to share.
Go ahead.
Because it says, 2012, take your life off the shelf.
Oh, I
and
like
that's
that.
What I
like it.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
So we're going to do some workshops on that and some good things going up on that, speaking on that a lot, because people need to know they can still live their dream and they can have a plan and a purposeful life. And so we want them to know that 2012 is going to be that year.
And I think that is so important, Sue, that you're touching upon that, because a lot of people that I've come to realize actually don't realize that tomorrow is not promised. And by waiting and putting off your dreams and your purpose and so on, you're not sure if you're going to get that chance. So, you know, you have to do that now while you have the chance because, again, it's not promised to you. So this comes right on time, and I think a lot of people need to hear this message.
That is awesome. That's I thank you for sharing that because, you know, when you start doing that, you're thinking, am I right on purpose? You know, am I right in the right timing? And so many people have said, yes, it's time for me to take my life off the shelf, whether it's in my health, whether it's in my finances, whether it's in my dreams for what I'd love to do and just put off doing or whatever it is, now's the time.
Exactly. I want to just read a small portion of Sue's book, The Lighthouse of Hope, and I encourage you to please go out and buy her book because you definitely will be encouraged by it. But this is day 223. It's titled Do Not Be Discouraged or Afraid, and it's based on 2 Chronicles 32 and 7, and Sue has added the scripture in the beginning of each day. And also a little story, but then she also has her own tidbit, Hope for You, and I'll read the one for this particular day. Are you running from God or to Him? Have your battles made you discouraged and afraid? God is waiting right now for you to admit your need. Ask Him for His help. There is nowhere else to go, and how long will you keep running? And this is also, that also goes in tune with your 2012 theme because, again, people are afraid or they're putting it off, you know, and so on. And your book talks a lot about fear. So, again, I commend you for picking that particular topic for 2012.
Thank you again. And, you know, another thing that's been real interesting, this came from a biblical standpoint. So you would think it would have a target market of only that market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been real interesting in the interviews and TV clips I've done and radio and all that this book has been able to make a crossover. In other words, it's available for speaking in the general market, and I've been asked to do that. It's been amazing because even if, you know, people are not focused on God and the Lord Jesus Christ in their life, that they still want to have some hope and encouragement. And like I was interviewed recently, and they said, well, if we don't believe in God and Jesus Christ, what would we do buying your book? And I said, well, whether you believe it or not, the principles are still the same, and he is in control. So they are going to be able to see the principles of how to face and overcome fear in their lives. And, of course, it's much easier if you're thinking about the Lord. But, again, it's possible to take these principles, and I've been able to do that into a general market, which has been very interesting.
Well, that's great because even non-believers need encouragement and faith, like you said. So that's the answer.
Yeah, you know, it's like, yeah, so that's been really, really interesting.
Okay, well, Sue, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about you and what you do?
Well, I do personal life coaching as well. I entered into that. It was really, you know, I hadn't even thought about that as much because I speak to lots of big crowds of people and those kind of things, and that was kind of the market. But people have asked me, you know, could we have some personal time with you? So that has been an avenue that I've been expanding, and it's been real exciting to see changes in people's lives and where they're willing to say, you made a difference. And that's been exciting to me to see that I can make a difference because I'm willing to share what I've learned.
And we appreciate that you do that. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so to make sure I didn't interrupt you there. And we do appreciate all that you do and all the people that you do help. Sue has a loving and giving spirit, and that's what's part of what makes her a extremely great person. Like I said, she's an encouragement as far as branding and writing, and she's an overall great person, and she has an overall great mate, which I call my buddy, her husband, Carmen, who is also her financial manager.
My CFO and business manager.
Mm-hmm. He is great. He's retired, and they are having the time of their lives. So before you go, I want to make sure that everyone can reach you so they can buy your book and find out how to follow you and so on. Can you give us that information?
Sure. I am currently booking my 2012 speaking schedule, so they can reach me at my website at www.simplysuespeaks.com, and it's being updated, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see some new changes there. And then certainly they can reach me by email, which is simplysue@att.net. They can call me. You know, some people still do that. I have a toll-free number, even for our out-of-town people, 888-766-3155, and certainly they can reach me on Facebook at my fan page. I'd love for them to come be one of my fans at Simply Sue Speaks on Facebook. Tweet me on Twitter, which is under Sue Falcone. I'm on YouTube. I have a channel, Simply Sue Speaks, and then they can certainly see all my profile and all my resume and all the things that everyone wants to see that they don't always get to hear or see anywhere on my LinkedIn, which is under Simply Sue Falcone. So I'm out there. I want to be connected to people because I love people. People are my passion, and I'm just living my dream, and I'm out there to help people.
That is so awesome. And audience, please note that Sue's last name is spelled F-A-L-C-O-N-E, Falcon with an E.
Yes. I'm not the bird. I have an E on the name, end of the name. That's what I tell people.
Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy, busy schedule to share with our audience. And I wish you the best in 2012. And please tell my buddy I said hello and go Cowboys.
Yay, you're right. Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure being with you.
Great. Talk to you soon, okay?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.